This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is such a profound day as we watch what's going on in our world. We're seeing political corruption, whole cultures being washed away into oblivion by sinful lives, hardened hearts, self-centered ways. Ways that are so backwards, they're so destructive, but people go on oblivious to the death that awaits them as if they don't repent and believe and call upon the Lord in sincerity. And it's sad because we know that what Jesus has told us, one, the author of life that gave his life for the ransom of many, told us that most people go the wrong way. They go the way of destruction. It's a broad way. It's a wide gate, and many go there went and fall and perish. And it's a very narrow way, straight, that leads to life, and very few find it. And it's a lonely path to be a Christian. It's to be a true Christian, not one that in word, but one in sincerity, in truth, and in deed, reflecting the Lord of glory. Jesus Christ is coming back. His time is at hand. And his servants that love the Lord are calling people to repent and be prepared to acknowledge the earnest hour that we're in. We're seeing so many judgments taking place. God has risen to judge. He's striking things that people have trusted in with his hand. And he's speaking with his word. And his word is going forth as fire. And as a sword, and as a hammer. And God's word will surely perform that what he sends it to do. His word runs swiftly. So all these things are going on right now. And the question is, where are you? You personally. Are you prepared to stand alone? Are you prepared to stand with few that would walk with the Lord? When they put bitter for sweet, when they put darkness for light, what will you believe? Will you believe the lie that the people choose when you can have truth? Gird your loins with truth. Prepare your feet with the gospel of peace and put on the whole armor of God that you can stand, doing all to stand, stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, no matter what opposes you, no matter what political force opposes you and threatens you, no matter what spiritual entity aligns with the government and lies and has murder, just like they did with Jesus Christ. Just when the multitudes amass and say, kill you, you truthful one, we would have the lie instead. You're going to have to be able to stand in the hour of persecution and affliction. You're going to have depth in your heart to withstand the evil day that's coming. Turn off the distraction. Do not waste your time in this hour. Don't be pursuing the things of this world that are eroding away as the storms come and beat upon the things of this world. The things that will remain are the things of God. Today I was reading 2 Peter, or Apostle Peter, a man that saw Jesus face to face, heard his voice, listened to his teachings, was deeply affected where he surrendered his life, followed the Lord, watched him behold miracles, saw him opposed by a religious system, saw him withstood by the political system in that day. And Peter was weak in his faith and even denied Jesus, like Jesus said he would. Denied him three times before the cock crowed three times. Jesus told him what was coming, and Jesus prayed for him. And he said, when you're converted, I want you to strengthen my sheep, my lambs. Help them endure. And I'm really struck by this. Because Peter was an apostle of the Lord. And as you read the first chapter of 2 Peter chapter 1, he talks about, not about the judgments that are coming, though he talks about the second coming and the end of this age, in chapter 3. But he makes it very clear what he's talking to those that profess faith in Jesus about character, godliness. I want to read this to you. Because Paul said, I'm not going to stop but remind you. I'm going to bring you to remembrance of this. This is so important for you to know that your life has to match up with what Jesus Christ expects. Because a good tree bears good fruit. A true Christian bears Christ-likeness. It's so simple. Apostle Peter, verse 4 in chapter 1 of 2 Peter, he says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance endurance, and to endurance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to this, 2 Peter 1, verse 9. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. How important is this? How important is this? I won't neglect it. I won't abandon it. I won't miss telling you and reminding you that you've got to walk in godliness and love and kindness. You've got to have the character of Jesus Christ. Patience, endurance. If you don't have these things, you're blind. You can't see. And the blind lead the blind, and they walk hand in hand right into the ditch. And you don't want to go into the ditch, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be granted an excellent entry into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter, this is his burden. He knew he was about to die, and he says, I'm reminding you this. The Lord showed me I'm about to die, and what am I going to remind you of? What am I going to talk to you about? I'm going to talk to you about being loving, kind, humble, meek, virtue, enduring. There's people coming that have devised cunningly secretive, deceptive fables, inventing imaginations to deceive people. Peter points out that he was an eyewitness to Jesus Christ. He beheld his glory. He beheld his majesty. And listen to this. He heard the voice of God Almighty, the Father, speaking from heaven in the excellent glory. And when God Almighty, the Father, spoke of Jesus, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mountain. This is someone we need to listen to, ladies and gentlemen. He's not theatrical. He's not selling you something. He's not calling you to follow him. He's telling you to follow Jesus. He's telling you to be prepared for the hour that's coming. Jesus himself said in Matthew 19, verse 16 and following, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" He said unto him, "Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments." He said unto him, "Which?" Jesus said, "You shall do no murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up. What do I lack?" And Jesus said unto him, "If you will be perfect, go and sell what you have, and give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when that young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Ladies and gentlemen, God is your Savior. God is your salvation. He's your rock. He's your tower. He's your salvation. And the revelation of the salvation of God is being revealed right now from heaven. He's making bare his holy arm. He will send forth his power, his word, to deliver his people that trust in him, that their garments are clean and pure and washed. They're looking for their Lord. But he will move in wrath, in vehement anger against those that are playing a religious game. You must love the Lord and love people. If you don't have love and kindness and these virtues that are listed by Peter, you're blind. You can't see. And you're going to walk right into oblivion. And the Lord is calling you to repent. His word has not changed. In Matthew 17:17, then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I endure you? God calls us to repent. God commands all men everywhere to repent. Fall on your knees. Bow your heart before his glory. Repent and believe on Jesus Christ. Renounce your sins. Renounce the way of the world. And God will forgive you and cleanse you and deliver you. Jesus said in Matthew 12:33, Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account, therefore, in the day of judgment. For by the words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Therefore, Jesus said in Matthew 7:12, All things whatsoever you would do that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns? Or figs of thistles?